Good afternoon. You are listening to the Andy Sanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK Community Radio. This is Around the World with Dylan Forbes. I'm Dylan, and I'll be your host for today's show. Around the World is a podcast that interviews people who are deeply connected to geography, culture, and travel. We aim to share their interests with the community by telling stories and sharing diverse perspectives. I'm excited to introduce my guests, Ozzy and Laura. They are exchange students from Turkey and Poland living and going to school in Carbondale through Carbondale's Rotary Youth Exchange. Today we'll be talking about holiday traditions and what it's like to be an exchange student in the Roaring Fork Valley. Let's get started. To begin, can you please introduce yourselves, share where you're from, and tell us a little bit about yourselves? Whoever wants to go first can start.
So it's really nice to meet you. I'm Laura. I'm from Poland, and I'm really grateful that I'm here. And it's really fun to say something about my country.
Hello, I'm Ozzy from Turkey. I'm here for 4 months. It's almost five. I'm really glad to be here with you guys.
That's great. Could you guys share a little bit about yourselves? Maybe do you want to share something about your country, anything like that?
I don't know actually what to say, but our Christmas in Poland are much more different than here, and I would like to say something later about it. Yeah.
In my country, we don't celebrate Christmas a lot. We are usually celebrate the New Year. Yeah, this is the most different thing about Christmas.
Nice. All right. Well, I think now that we know a little bit about you guys, we can start up with the questions. First of all, why did you guys decide to become exchange students in the Roaring Fork Valley?
So for me, it wasn't really like easy decision to make. I love my home country and my friends, so I was struggling with that, but I wanted to change something, and US, like visiting US, it was always my biggest dream.
I choose to came in exchange because of see new cultures, new peoples, and I want to used to be leave alone far to my family.
That's great. Now, for the second question, when you got to the Roaring Fork Valley, what were some of the things that kind of stood out to you, like your first impressions, and all of that?
I like that here you've got lots of mountains and lots of nature, forests, rivers, and stuff like that.
I like most the sports in here. You guys have a lot of sports in mountains and in the lakes. It's really funny, and you know the nature is amazing in here.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of really beautiful scenery around here. I'm wondering what is the nature like around where you guys live?
I'm living in central of Poland, so we haven't got that much mountains. But on the south of Poland, we've got lots of mountains, and they are also really incredible.
It's same for me. The city I live in is a big city. We don't have a lot of nature, but my hometown, we actually it's really same with Colorado. We have a lot of mountains and lakes and forests, something like that.
Cool. Now, what are some of the major similarities and differences between where you're from and the Roaring Fork Valley?
For me, the biggest difference is probably school. Like, also, we have 4 years of high school, but the system of education looks different. And yeah, I think that's the one thing which is so different.
The same for me. The school system is really different than mine. Like everything is different. And for the similar thing, I already said, but Colorado and Carbondale really look like my hometown. So yeah, I feel like in my hometown.
It's really interesting that you guys brought up the school thing. I was wondering if the schools you go to are smaller or bigger than Roaring Fork.
I think definitely bigger because I'm living in bigger town, so yeah, like senior class in my high school is like 300 students, and here is like around 100, I guess.
It's same for me. My school is way much bigger, like Laura's, but The most different thing in the school is the credit system. We don't have it.
Interesting. Yeah, I feel like we have a we go to a very small school. I mean, we have bigger schools in the area, but it's definitely small compared to a lot. Now, for the next question, has this exchange changed your worldview? And if so, how?
I think, yeah, I'm more extroverted right now. I used to be like person who likes to be around only people which I know, and now it's like cool to meet new people, talk with them, have fun, so you know.
It's same for me actually. I'm in my home. I'm usually hanging out with same friends every time, but when you go exchange, you learn to find new friends and you have to find new friends. So, yeah.
Nice. All right. Do you think this experience has made you learn more about yourself? Kind of going off of the topic of becoming more social.
I think, yeah, because I had to be more mature, like doing stuff by myself, because in Poland, my parents helped me a lot with every stuff. And now I have to be like by my own. Even I have like host family, but you know what I mean.
The thing I learned about myself is I can cook and I can clean my room.
Do you guys think there's been like some major obstacles of being an exchange student? Like, what has been the hardest parts?
I think being without your friends from your home country, and yeah, because here you've got like friends for 1 year, then maybe you'll have contact for the next years, but it's hard to make friends when you're new.
I think the most hard thing is be far from your family and friends. Like I see my friends' stories and I'm listening what they are doing. We are talking together and I always say myself like I should be in here. And you know, my family is always calling me FaceTime. They're going somewhere together, they're doing something good, but you're not here. And yeah, I think the most hard thing is homesick.
When you start to feel homesick, is there anything that you do to try to feel less homesick, or if that makes sense?
Actually, I think I'm not really struggling with homesickness, but like because of my host family, I really love my host family and they are really supportive. But I think if I would be homesick, I would just call to them and talk even for a whole night.
When I'm homesick, I'm just going out to hang out with my friends and try to forget home. Or just I close my phone and now they can't call me and text me.
Yeah, I think that would definitely be something I would struggle with if I were to become an exchange student. But I think that's really, yeah, definitely one of the hard, sounds like pretty hard, but really cool. All right. What do you think this experience will encourage you to step out of your comfort zone in the future, and in what ways?
Yeah, for sure. Because when I'm gonna go to the college, not in my hometown, then I would know how to live by my own and how to make new friends. Or even if I would go to the college in the other country, I would know how it was before, so I would know how to behave in a new situation.
Yeah, it's definitely teach you how to live alone. Actually, I made this for because I want to go other country in college alone, and I want to start with a little bit more easy version of just alone.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And do you have any advice for high schoolers that are potentially in the Roaring Fork Valley or really just anywhere who want to become exchange students?
Being an exchange student, I've never in my bingo list, so it was really spontaneous, and I think it was one of the best decisions in my life. It's for sure hard because also I'm an only child, so I haven't got any siblings. I have only my parents, so it's hard to leave your parents and your family and your friends, but you'll learn new experience. After you will come back to your home country, you will become a new person.
My suggestion is make good relationships, like friend relationships, or and be good with your host family. It's really important. I have some friends who is not good and agree with host families, and it's usually finishing not good. Try to be a good people and don't care about people who don't like you. Just leave your exchange.
That's really good advice. So this is kind of a shift in the conversation, but what is one thing that you'd like our listeners to know about your home country?
I think when I was talking with people, they not really know where is Poland, but our culture is much more different than the other European countries, and we've got lots of specific tradition, and I love that. We've got cool music. I love different part of Poland, and I think it's just a vibe.
Turkey don't have just one culture. We have two or three different culture inside of Turkey because of the historical place and the history of Ottoman Empire. And Turkey is like three or four city of Turkey is in Europe and the other side is in Asia. So there is really different cultures between the these two sides. Turkey is a funny country to see, and there's a lot of landmarks to travel.
Awesome. All right. Well, if our listeners are just tuning in, you are listening to Around the World with Dylan Forbes. My guests today are Ozzy and Laura, exchange students from Turkey and Poland. We have been talking about what it's like to be an exchange student in the Roaring Fork Valley. Since it is the holiday season, we thought it would be interesting to hear about holiday traditions in Turkey and Poland. What holidays do you normally celebrate at home with your family and or friends?
Obviously Christmas, Easter, and we've got our own special day. It's name day, and it's like your birthday, but it's about your name. For example, my name day is on June 17th, and it's not like just a huge party. It's like just cake with your close family and friends and few gifts. It's not like big birthday party.
We are also celebrating New Year a lot in Turkey, and for so if you want to hear something special for Turkey, there is a holiday about Muslim. We called it Ramadan. After fasting a month, we are celebrating for a week, like a lot foods every day and parties. Like, yeah, I think it's the best celebrating in Turkey.
That's really interesting. I have a question. So for name day, how exactly does it work, like with everyone's names?
So few people has in the same day. It's in the calendar, and it just works like that. You can have few times a year, but the most important is the day after your birthday. If I have birthday on 21st of May, then I'm gonna celebrate on the closest one to my birthday, and like people have their names in calendar, and yeah, it works like that.
That's really cool. For some of your favorite holidays, can you tell us like a bit about like a bit more about how you celebrate them? Like, what are some of the your favorite traditions, food, activities, or like the history behind them?
So yeah, Poland is a really Christian country. So it's not only about giving to each other gifts or stuff like that. We are really celebrating about Jesus' birthday. And one of my favorite Polish tradition on Christmas Eve, it's an empty place at the table is left for a lost traveler or an unexpected guest. it's or for homeless person is you have to have like empty place for someone if someone would like to spend Christmas Eve with you because this person haven't got family or something like that. Christmas Eve, it's called in Poland Vigilia, is the most important part of Christmas in Poland. And we have 12 traditional dishes which are served during the Christmas Eve meal, and they have to be meatless. We can eat only fish. And yeah, I can't remember all of these traditions, but also we have something like hay under the tablecloth. It symbolized the birth of Jesus in a stable. And we are singing a lot, Christmas carols. And yeah. Oh, and I forgot, we have to wait for the first star on the sky to start opening our gifts. And we are breaking the Christmas wafer. It's called opłatek. And we are sharing with wishes with our family members.
For us, Ramadan is actually a really important holiday because, you know, Turkey is like something like 80% Muslim, so there's a lot. Everybody is celebrating it. It's like we are fasting for a month for understood the people who can't find some food or who is in bad economic condition, and say thanks to the God after this. After a month fasting, there's a 1 week holiday called Ramadan. Somebody's call it in English like Eid al. It's like you are waking up really early in the morning. You are going to choose a calf with your family, and you have to eat this both calf in 1 week. Like, it's a little bit weird, I know, but you are choosing a calf. They are cutting it for you. If you can't eat, you have to share with people who don't have money to make it. It's for understood the people who can't eat, and thanks to God. Like, in the evening, there is some parties, like music, some singers and dancing. I love to make it, actually. I miss it a lot.
That's really cool. What would you guys say are some of your favorite like what are some of the traditional foods that you guys eat and what are like some of your favorites?
So, like I said, we have 12 dishes on our Christmas table. And for example, we have pierogi. It's like dumplings. We have borscht. It's broth soup. We have lots of kind of fishes, lots of dishes with mushrooms, and actually, I'm not such a big fan of Christmas dishes, so my grandma is making for me my favorite soup, but it's not really traditional.
We have a lot of traditional food in Turkey. Like, I can say like three or four. Maybe, you know, actually, you have to know, Dylan. You went to Istanbul before, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, did you try kebab?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, kebab is, I think, one of the famous one. It's
Yeah.
like it's making with two different kind. One is with kol and the other is with goat. You're getting a stick and you put the meat around the stick and cook like that. It's really good. And we have dolma. It's like some leaves. You're rolling the leaves in rice and meat with olive oil. It was really good. We have a lot of desserts like baklava, something like that. Yeah, but we don't have like a traditional holiday food. We are eating always. Like, there is no special one for holidays.
Nice, those all sound really good. So when you got to the Roaring Fork Valley and especially now, like when it's kind of the holiday season, what impression of American holidays did you get and how did they differ from the ones you normally celebrate at home?
I really like Christmas tree hunting. It's also really common in Poland, but I have never experienced that. So that's cool. And I would have to think about it. I think like cooking together, yeah.
We celebrate Thanksgiving in Chicago this year. I love it. There is a lot of turkey in Thanksgiving, the animal, not the country. Actually, they made really good soups, and I love Chicago. It's a bigger city and really cold city. For Christmas, we are gonna make some Christmas cookies today. I'm waiting for this. I hope it's gonna be good. And we don't have Christmas trees in Turkey, so it's a different experience for me. I love it. I'm gonna make it next year in Turkey for New Year.
Nice. Yeah, I'm making Christmas cookies after this too. Anyways, what are you excited about for the upcoming holidays this year?
Probably to spend this day with my host family and experience American way of spending Christmas. 'Cause I heard that you're not giving to each other gifts on 24th of December, but I'm not sure. So, I'm just confused. Yeah, and to eat your traditional dishes. Yeah.
Actually, I don't know the both holiday calendar, but I just know about Christmas, and actually it's already came, so I don't know. I'm gonna see.
Nice. Now, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners since we're kind of coming to a close soon?
I would say it's hard to explain my tradition when someone hadn't seen that. So, all of you are really welcome to spend Christmas or just visit Poland, because for me it's such a special vibe which I can't even explain. It's something beautiful.
Yeah, I want to talk about some exchange. If there is someone who think about go an exchange student or have a exchange student in the home, like a host one, this is a really good experience. You should try one of those in your life for a time or a couple time if you can. Like, you are learning a lot new culture, you have new friends, and you have a new home in different countries, actually new homes in different country. So everybody should try this one time in their life. And about Turkey, you are very welcome to come Turkey, and you can get my information from Dylan. I can bring you guys someplace.
Sounds good. All right, and as we draw to a close, I just have one last kind of random question. Has this experience made you want to travel to more places throughout the world, and like maybe what places would you want to travel to?
Because of my host sister, I would like to visit Brazil because she was also an exchange student last year. And yeah, I think because of her and her experience, I would love to visit Brazil.
It's same for me. I want to go South America. I want to see Brazil, Mexico, something like that, maybe Argentina, because they look really funny. I have some friends both these countries, so this is what I want for next years.
That's great. Yeah, I feel talking with you guys now makes me want to become an exchange student at some point. It sounds like a really amazing experience.
You're welcome in Poland. I would host you.
Thank you. My aunt, uncle, and cousin, they go to Poland a lot. They really love it there.
That's so cool.
Unfortunately, that's all we have for today. Laura and Ozzy, thank you so much for joining us on Around the World today. And thank you all for listening. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you so much for inviting us. It was such a pleasure for us, I guess.
Yes, Dylan, thank you for inviting us, and thank you for listening to us. Have a nice Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you guys so much for joining. It was so interesting.